Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show. You have Zeke Bolden, aka the Relationship Whisperer, aka Life Coach, Spiritual Coach, and all around mentor. Guys, I'm so happy to be here today. I thank God that I'm alive, I'm well, and that things are going well for me and my number one, Miss Pamela Bolden. She's here with us today. Say hello, boo.
Hello.
All right. Hey, we just want to talk to you a little bit about there are plenty of good men out there. But let me first just talk about what's been happening with ZB Squared Life Coaching. In a few minutes here, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be able to chime in on the call. I'll be able to take questions if you like. You can text them to me, email them to me, or you can meet me in the chat room as well. And if you want to say something on the call, you just press 1 on your keypad. I think you should have received those instructions as well. You do not have to state your name unless you want to. You don't have to give any information about yourself, but just listening in or talking with us will be great. We love your input. But hey, we just recently had two conferences, one with our singles and one with our married. Unfortunately, the married conference had to get canceled. The hotel that we chose apparently was double booked, and the people who came in before us was a church. And I was not going to tell the church, you need to leave. That's just, I wasn't going to do that. So we didn't do that. So that's okay. We're going to have that rescheduled for another time. But for the singles, absolutely phenomenal. We had an awesome time understanding about your worth and who you are. And most of all, we talked also about some keys to success in relationships. Guys, the whole dynamics of relationships has changed in such a tremendous way that things are not like they used to be. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight. And also our next show is going to be dating in the 21st century, because it's important that we understand how to date and what's dating. And I saw something on Facebook not long ago where they showed like three pictures in succession. And it was a boy and a girl, or a lady and a man, if you will. They were standing up together face to face. The next picture saw the same people. The girl had kind of started stooping down, if you will. And then the third picture had her on her knees proposing to the guy. Wow, that was heavy duty. And that goes against the grain of what we know and what we've been teaching about relationships and being asked to marriage. And the question was, do you believe that, you know, do you agree that she asked the guy to marry him? But listen, I'm telling you that the relationship dynamics has changed. And we're going to talk about it live on our show here next week for sure. That's what we're going to be talking about. But again, tonight we want to talk about there are plenty of good men out there. We've talked about, I hear ladies say all the time, there are no good men, there are no good men, and da 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 da. Well, that's a lot. It really is. And today's show, our show is on Tuesday evenings at 6 o'clock. It is the, we call it Truth for Tuesdays. We promise to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. The question is, can you handle the truth? Can you handle the truth? Say something to us today, Miss B, talk to us, let us know, let our listeners know what's going on, what's been happening.
just a lot's been going on with the ZB Squared. We're moving at a great pace, and God is just really blessing the business. The inquiries that mostly women are given, because that's the targeted audience right now as far as relationships. Next to money and breathing, relationships is top on the list. Because everybody's having some kind of issue or problem, or if you're not having a problem or issue, that is a wonderful thing. That's what we're striving for, is to have relationships that are able to deal with their problems, whether married or single, and be able to thrive after them. Not that the problems won't be there or come, but all in the way we deal with them, and then also having that respect for one another. So everything's been going wonderful. We're looking forward to a great broadcast, and hopefully you're out there ready for some great answers.
All right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's talk about, as an intro to the session tonight, about there are plenty of good men out there. You know, I've been talking to several women here recently, and to men. As a matter of fact, let me talk about the men first. One particular brother out of Atlanta, Georgia, inquired of my services, and he called me, and it shocked me, because most times, you know, it is women who are saying, hey, you know, I need help finding a good woman, a good man. But he called and said, hey, Zeke, I'm having trouble finding a good woman. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Tell me about it. He goes, man, here are some of the things that I'm incurring. Women, number one, they out for a meal ticket. I'm going to need y'all to chime in here in a few minutes. But they're out for a meal ticket. They have baby mama drama. They're not taking care of their bodies. They're putting anything in their bodies. They're not trying to be fit. He was just going on and on and on. He says, man, I am so sick and tired of hearing women say that. There are no good men out here. There are plenty of good men out here. The question is, are you a good woman? And I don't know, guys, you tell me. Do you think there are plenty of good men out there? Or do you think that men nowadays needs training and teaching? I'll give you another scenario while I'm waiting on anyone bold enough to jump on board and enter this conversation with me. But I was on Facebook, and someone posted that some guy saw her and was using a finger gesture to tell her to come here, and she, you know, rejected the guy and said, you're a stranger, and keep moving on, or whatever. And I kind of disagree with that approach. And I'm curious about what you're going to say about it. Here's what I said, rather. I said, did you teach him? And did you say, hey, that's not how you address a lady? Or did you do anything to try to help him to understand that if you want to talk to me, if you want us to conversate, then you got to approach me another way? But again, no, you know, she said she didn't do that. She didn't care to do that. She ain't got time to train nobody. He a grown man. He ought to know. Well, I disagree again, because there are some of you women out there that have compromised who you are. And let me just go ahead and get real with this. This is this is not a G-rated station. So some of you are acting like whores, or have acted like whores in the past, or acting like, you know, like you really didn't care about yourself, and you could have been classy looking, you could have been dressing well, but how you carry yourself says a whole lot. And then when a guy is dealing with a bunch of skaggy women, if you will, and then when a dime piece enter his presence, he's still stuck on, you know, all women are alike, because the dynamics of this, we're not as sharp as you guys are. So we find ourselves, you know, saying stupid stuff and doing stupid things, and that's the truth. And any woman who's willing to take the time to invest in us, to show us, hey, come on, man, you don't do it like that. You know, if you're willing to help us out and talk to us about this thing, we are willing to transform and move to the place where you need us to be. So I'm curious, those of you who are on the call right now, let me know what your thoughts are concerning that situation. Ms. Bolden, I know you've been off the call for a while, off the field for a while, rather, because your boy got you locked down. But I know plenty of guys have tried to talk to you. Plenty of guys have tried to come at you. How do you respond to that when a guy tries to say something to you as a married person? I'm curious. How do you respond to that?
Well, before I was married, and I used to get those calls. Hey, shorty. Hey, Red. Whistling at you, or just the gestures that guys would do when they would see an attractive female. And I would just keep walking because it was disrespectful. And if they didn't have the decency to try to get out of their car or come and approach me respectfully, all the whispers and gestures and waving your hand, motioning for me to come your direction, calling me red bone, shorty, that type of stuff, to me, that didn't attract me. But of course, now that I'm married and of course helping out in this life relationship because I've been married 27 years, of course I can tell women that I probably would have did some things different. I probably passed along some guys that had potential, but just didn't myself know how to bring that out of them. Mm-hmm. So now being married and giving advice to another woman that doesn't have a man, we may have to do things a little bit different because there are women out there that are plenteous. It's like a smorgasbord, and these guys are able to go in and out all day long, however they want. And I hate to say it, but some of the females are not having standards. So they're being used and played upon. Not all of them, but I mean, ladies, let's be true. For some women, you know, they out to get their thing too, just like the men are. But for the ladies that are looking for men and they may do something that's inappropriate or disrespectful, you think, don't immediately just turn them away. You may want to ask him, hey, you know, what makes you think that you can whistle at me and that would get my attention to even give you 5 seconds of my conversation? If you're interested in me, come another way. Why not try this? Why not try this? And I think that dialogue between a female and a man that's pursuing her or trying to get her attention is a loss, or well, not necessarily loss. It's something that we need to learn to do because we may be turning away a potential mate or somebody that just might need to be, for lack of a better word, checked or showed a better way on how to approach a woman that wants respect and not to be seen as that man's typical female that he would just go in and out of. So it's a great conversation. Ladies, we got to do a little bit more because they're out there. They may just not know because of their past and everything that they're allowed to get so freely and so easily. And with you or me, it may not come that easy. You may have to put a little work in, a little thought provokingness into what's going on to try to get my attention.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm telling you, ladies, you're going to have to do a bit more. And in recent conversations with some ladies, they've been, you know, I hear out of their mouths, I'm a grown woman. I don't have time to teach nobody. If you're not willing to put some work in, you are going to miss out on some good stuff. I mean, let me tell you one of the things I used this week in with the singles, Knowing Your Worth. And we were talking about men, and we were talking about you've seen men before, you've seen handsome men, you've seen guys who my wife makes this analogy all the time. She says, babe, you know, look what we have to deal with. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, well, from a male standpoint, women, we are dressing nice, we got our nice dresses on, our skirts on, we got our small waist, our big breasts, you guys get the, you know, the eye candy is there for you guys. But from a woman's standpoint, what do we see? We see jokers sagging. We see unkept. We see they, you know, they dread it out and they need to have, you know, shine it. And she's just going off. They're ashy and they're this and they're that. And what I tell her, and same thing I'll tell you, is that you're going to have to build. You're going to have to work with that lump of clay because you can. And so I'm curious of what you think, ladies, or men, whoever's on the call. I see we have several people that are listening in. If you want to chime in on the conversation, I would love to hear from you. Just press the number 1 on your keypad there, or meet me in the chat room if you're online, at Facebook or what have you. And we could chat a little bit and get you to chime in. But like I was saying, what I shared at the conference this weekend is that, so every man that you're going to meet, listen to this, and this is very, very important, and this is truth for you. I hope you're ready to handle it. Every man that you meet, and I cannot say this enough, every man that you meet might not have it all together. He might look like he's all together. He may walk like it, may talk like it. He might have the right job. He might do the right things. But the truth of the matter is, ladies, and this is a man telling you from a man's point of view, we have issues. And we cover those issues up, and we try to hide those issues. And because we were raised to think and to talk and to be proud and possessive, so you know, we try to hide that stuff. So I'm gonna say to you, you got to reach deep inside of us, know that there's some broken parts in there, and you got to put them together. You're gonna have to be able to see through those sagging pants. See through those assy lips, see through the so-called BMW, black male working. You got to see through all of that and see that in order for me to gain a good companion, someone who would appreciate who I am, you're going to have to connect with that particular person and talk with them and build them and strengthen them. And because, ladies, you got the goods. You reach a place of maturity in a man's life way earlier. You reach a place of maturity in your life way earlier than a man reaches a place of maturity in his life as it relates to relationships. And based on the conference that we had this weekend, babe, and we were talking about the different levels of where men are mature at. What are your thoughts on that as it relates to a female being mature in the area of love versus a male being mature in a relationship and relate to love? As a matter of fact, we had a competition where I asked the question, how many ladies in here or how many men? And not a man answered the question right, but the lady didn't. The question was, at what age does a man reach that level of maturity in his life where he doesn't want to really play anymore, if you will? At what age? Do you remember us talking about that?
Yeah, we were talking about it. Unfortunately, we were the ladies that were there. We were hoping that the age were younger. But, I mean, statistics and the guy that was in the room hit it right on the head. One of the guys said 40. We had a lot of women say 25, 30, 39, 45. Just different numbers were put out there. But that age, primal age of maturity is 40 for a man. So, and not that he's incapable of doing things and that type of thing, but as relate to relationships on an average, it doesn't apply to everybody, but on the average, the man will be 40 years old as far as maturity in a relationship. So ladies, that gives us a little bit more knowledge in the game of relationships to, if you were having problems with our men and it seems like they're just not getting it in some areas or not coming up to par in some areas, we can understand it. I mean, it's been proven even before that statistic, even just growing up, you know, we had crushes on boys when we was in the sixth grade, seventh grade, and they were still out trying to race and do other stuff and wasn't even trying to think about a relationship. But our mind was already there before theirs were. And then even in relationships now with women, when we're in relationships, we're ready. We're ready to be whatever he wants us to be. But sometimes the men, they're still not sure. They're kind of apprehensive of, is this the one? And they move a little bit slower in the relationship field than we do. So the maturity level is factually there for us to know that it takes them a little bit longer to really sell out, to say, hey, this is what I want. This is my number one and only one mate, that type of thing. So, you know, we're ready to do that immediately.
Yeah. And I don't want you to be dismayed, because that age of maturity that a lot of men reach is 40. Oh my God. I know some woman is saying, you got to be kidding me. What the, you know, and it is what it is. Hey guys, chime in. I want to know your thoughts about that. I want to know, what are you thinking? Press the number one on your keypad, which lets me know that you want to share in the conversation that we're having. We're talking about, are there any good men? And I say there are plenty of good men out there. You guys are the ones that have issues. So like I said, It's out there. We just waiting on you to say something. Okay. Carl, I see you. Looks like you want to share in the conversation. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and give you an opportunity. Come on in right now. Come on. What do you got to say?
Hi, it's Toya. I was just going to comment that what you're saying, it seems like it kind of almost goes against everything that we were taught as women, that, you know, if a guy does this, then don't waste your time. Or if a guy looks a certain way, or if he doesn't respect you by opening the door, if he doesn't respect you by, you know, addressing you properly, then why are you wasting your time? Don't waste your time with that. So, and the question for you is what are the standards? If, I mean, and I know it's probably different for different ages, or it's different for, you know, with a woman with kids, or, you know, a woman that's just coming out of college or high school or whatever and looking for someone, versus a woman who's more established and has children. You know, as a woman with children, I'm not going to just allow any guy in my home or any guy to, you know, be around my children if he doesn't have certain, if he's not a certain type of person. So what would you say are the standards I guess it kind of sounds like we're being told to kind of lower our standards on what we see initially in a dude or in a guy.
Awesome. Thank you so very much for your question. Thank you for the input. Oh, I hope you're ready for the truth. This is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Hey, ladies, listen to me for a second. She brought up a very, very valid point. That point was, you know, are we to lower our standards? And it will sound like I'm actually saying lower your standards. No, I will never tell you to do that. As a matter of fact, I don't want you to lower your standards. What I would want you to do is actually pull that guy up to where you are. And let me tell you what's been happening. I don't know if you recognized it, but there's a shift in our society as it relates to our chivalry, as it relates to the respect that men ought to have for anybody. There are no more respect for clergy. There's no more respect for women. I mean, that's what's happening now. So now we guys think, or the image that's put out there is that if you can make it rain on her, you're respecting her. If she could be your trap queen, and as long as you don't bring your side chick, you know, with around her, you're respecting her. But that's not the case. That's not the case at all. And it's important, ladies, that you let these jokers know that. It's important that you say, hey, no, I will not be disrespected. No, I will. Hey, you just need to stay sitting in the car if he's going to take you out till he comes around and open the door. Now, watch this. Suppose he doesn't know how to do that. Suppose he thinks you're just one of another chick who's out for a meal ticket. You have to be able to say, hey, what you did initially was disrespectful. What you said to me was wrong, the way you're treating me. You don't have to roll your head and roll your neck and point your finger and say, you better respect me. No, is it a possibility, ladies, or men? I hope some men are on the line as well. But is it a possibility that the guy just simply doesn't know, or he's grouped you into another category with the same women that he dealt with in the past? So he's thinking now, well, you know what, I'm, you know, if she allowed me to treat her that way, he's going to continue to treat you that way. You got to make that change. You got to change his standards, and you got to say, give me more than that. Give me something else. I like you, but you cannot treat me any kind of way. So that's actually what I'm saying in a nutshell, with all the stuff I just explained, is that you might have to put the pieces together.
And then on top of that, ladies, we've come across men in our life that were attractive, and we can see how we can quote unquote work with that or help him out. He have all the attraction and everything, but like Zeke said, he just may not know, because I mean, let the truth be known, men are going in and out of women just every day. So their standard of what a woman expects may be warped by what they're allowed to do. Yes. Men are allowed to do anything sometime, and not all the time, but we know what the ratio is out here. We know and see what's going on. We're not blind or dumb to what's going on. So if he comes across my way or your way, I just will just tell him, hey, listen, this is what I expect. If you can't come at me this way, don't get your finger and have the front forward and backward motion telling me to come to you. I'm not moved by that. So either you might want to try again and I'll talk to you. You're handsome. You're fine. You look good. I'm interested in you. I'm attracted to you, but you have to come another way with me. I'm not your typical female. So I don't think it's us lowering our standards. We have to just be truthful with society. Some men, they just don't know. And for us as women that are looking for a man, want to be in a relationship, sometimes that's an investment. I had to invest in my husband. He was a thug and a dope dealer and all kind of stuff. But I saw his qualities that I liked. So I kind of overlooked all of the things that I didn't like about him because I knew I could help fix that.
Yeah.
So it's according to what you're willing to go in to invest in too. But of course, as women, we invest wisely. So if you're not willing to do the investment, if his attraction or whatever it is that you like about him is not enough, you move on. But at the same token, if it is, you have to decide what you are willing to do and what you're not willing to do.
Awesome. I hope that I was able to shed some light on what you said or the question that you asked. So please do not lower your standards. Do not lower your standards. And ladies, I'm sorry. I my heart goes out to you. That's why I'm coaching the way I'm coaching. That's why I'm trying to help as many women as I can. You guys are you're having to teach somebody how to love you. And I know you get tired and you're like, man, I don't want to teach nobody nothing. I want them to be grown. I want them to know what they need to do. And I want them to do it. Well, you might be looking for the wrong, expecting the wrong man to show up. It's only a few of us out there, and most of us might be married. I don't know. But anyway, very, very good observation. I appreciate that. Guys, I have about 3 minutes left on this call. We started out with just 30 minutes just to test the waters to see how this Blog Talk Radio show is going to go. So if you have any more questions or you want to share anything, you got about 2 minutes to hit the number one on your keypad and chime in on this conversation. But I feel you. Our last call, I feel you. I completely do. I am going to spend my time helping our men as well, helping them to recognize, man, you gotta go back to open up doors. You gotta go back to respecting women and not looking at them as bitches and whores. No, you gotta respect who they are as a person. You gotta respect. Not everybody is like the side chick you got. Not everybody is like the person that you've dealt with in your past. You gotta make sure you distinguish that. All right. I want to make sure. Just 1 second. Caller, did you have another response to that? Did you want to respond to that again, Toya?
No, I really appreciate that. That answers my question. I mean, that really, really, truly cleared it up for me. So I appreciate it.
Okay. Did it make any sense?
It makes a lot of sense. It was, I guess, the first part of the conversation and just talking about how guys are. And I've had a dude from across the room say, hey, girl. And I'm like, really? You know, that you're not even going to get a response from me with that. Get out of here, you know. But that does explain a lot. And we do have to, you know, kind of give people the benefit of the doubt and help, you know, put them in the right direction and what to do next time and what not to do. So that helps a lot.
Absolutely. And let me tell you something that's so powerful. When you do that, ladies, when you say, whoa, 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 hey, God, you're very handsome and you're very attractive, but that was just as childish as it, you know, as you can be. I tell you what, I'd love to talk to you. Let's start over. I'm going to back up. You back up. Take about 4 steps back and try the approach again. Let's see what happens. Okay, ready? Let's go. And it will take him off guard, and he'll be like, whoa. You know, and you've just gained control over that conversation, and it's powerful. And he will be intrigued. You could get away from him now because he's like, wow, no one ever. Guys, I'm telling you, it's a phenomenal thing. Only thing you got to do is be willing to put a little work in. and it will work out for your good. All right, streaming live, we are out of time. I appreciate those of you who joined the call today. Listen, if you would like to see or want this call to go a little bit further, for streaming wise, I would love to hear your comments. I would love to hear what you suggest, and maybe want to hear yourself or get your questions answered. I'm gonna ask you to send me a text message, an email, or comment on this particular site. It's going to be posted on Facebook as well. Just let me know what your thoughts are concerning should we lengthen it out to about an hour, because it's not free. You have to pay for this, and I want to make sure the investment is real and that I'm helping someone, and that my wife and I be able to add some clarity to your lives as it relates to relationship. In addition to that, any suggested show that you'd like to hear us talk about or hear me talk about, I would love to hear from you as well. So I appreciate you all. Thank you so very much. And guys, take care, and we'll talk to you next time. All right, bye-bye now.
How many minutes do you have?